On our April 11th program, which is in our archives at CNN10.com, we told you how Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had won a fifth term as his nation's leader. That would make him the longest-serving prime minister in Israel's history. Now, though, the nation is preparing for another round of elections in September. What happened? In order to be prime minister, a politician needs the support of at least 61 seats in Israel's Knesset, its parliament. After April's election, it appeared that Prime Minister Netanyahu would have the support of 65 seats. But not all of these seats were in the Israeli leader's political party. There's usually a coalition, a group of political parties working together that form the Knesset majority. This time, though, that didn't happen. A coalition didn't come together. There was a deadlock among Israeli party leaders. So it'll once again be in the hands of Israel's voters. New elections will be held in the hopes of establishing a coalition that works together in the Knesset. What happens in Israel is important to nations around the world. Israel is America's closest ally in the Middle East, and Israel's government is crucial to peace negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians.